The night of Yehuda that I referred to yesterday brings Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. This is the Shaila. It was a woman who was married for 7 years. And she had no children. And at the end of the 7 years, her husband took ill and he died. And since they had no children, Pashtus, she is a woman who is Zakuka Liyibum. She's not allowed to get married until she has either Yibum or Chalitza from the brother of the Nifter. 10 months after her husband died, she had not yet had any Yibum or Chalitza, she gave birth and she had a child. And she claims that this child is from her husband and that it was a long pregnancy, it was in the 10th month, which could happen. And she's pater from Yibum and Chalitza because after all, she had a child from her husband, so now there are no Dine Yibum, there are no Dine Chalitza. That is her claim. Those who are misnagi to her found a number of holes in her story, a number of reasons to be suspicious. First of all, most women don't give birth in the 10th month. It's rare that the pregnancy goes that long. Usually people give birth in the ninth, at the end of the 9th month. Second of all, they're married 7 years without children, and punct, the week before he died, he finally was matzliach that his wife became pregnant from him. Very strange coincidence. Third, by her own admission, the month after her husband died, she became a nida. She had dam. Most women who are pregnant are mesulekes damin. Most women, when they become pregnant, don't get that period. They don't bleed the following month. There are some women who do, but ruba de ruba, they don't. That's the third reason to be suspicious with her story. A fourth reason is that Adam said that the husband, in the period right before his death, was choloshmoid, was very weak. And it's not mistaver that he was able to be bail his wife. It would have been the previous month, and she had gone to the mikvah a week before he died, which means the previous time was a few weeks earlier, then it would be already 11-month pregnancy, would make it even less likely. And to top it all off, there were eidim that she was miyached with somebody. Be'isr, it's also to be miyached. She was miyached with somebody after her husband's death. So these are four or five reasons that the story is very suspicious. I mean, just the fact that she's married 7 years and then she gives birth 10 months after her husband's death is enough, really, without the yichud and without everything else. So these are all reasons to be suspicious and to say, all right, the child is not a mamzer anyway, because the yavama l'shuk is a dine lavim. There's no din of mamzeris. Not a child, not shy with the child. So shaila on the woman, if she wants to be able to get married without Yibum or Chalitza, is she muta l'shuk or is she asa l'shuk? This is the shaila that was asked of the night of Yehud. Now, if you ask me or anybody here, you know, you would smile a little and say, you know, like, it's a possible story, but it's a very unlikely story. Then they'd be Huda paskind that Erecha Neman Bisurin, that she's believed. It's not a case of Araya, it's a case of Yavam Lashok, which is Isser. Erecha is Neman Bisurin, and she's believed, as unlikely as the story may be, Afal Pikein, she's believed. Aye, there's a problem. And that is that the Rive is misnaged to her taina. She's saying that she became pregnant from her husband and she gave birth 10 months later. It goes against Rav. Now he doesn't spell out which Rav it goes against. It goes against a bunch of Ravs. Most women don't give birth in the 10th month. Most women don't have a period after they give birth. Probably means one of these. Let's say it's a Rav that most women don't give birth in the 10th month. She gave birth in the 9th month and she was Mizana. So Eid Echad goes against Rav. So here the Nedbi Yehuda says this Chiddush that an Eid Echad is believed, Eid Echad them and Bisurim works Afilu Keneged Rav. That's the Chiddush of the Nedbi Yehuda, and it's very great to places, especially in such a case, to be Matir. But that's the Nedbi Yehuda, he was Matir. And with the Yisoid, that's the Gat HaSugyas, is Yisoid, that Eid Echad Eman Bisurim works against Rav.
Does he actually say that Eid Echad is believed connected Rav, or do we just conclude that from the case?
No, he says it, he spells it out. As a matter of fact, he says Eid Echad Eman Bisurim is believed against Rav, and I'll prove it to you. If you have a butcher shop, and you know they shechted animals, I don't know why he has this example. He said they shechted 27 animals, 10 were kosher and 17 were treif. So you think the next day the butcher's not nema on which meat is from the kosher animal, because right of the meat in his store is treif? You think he's not believed? He says b'lashon bitnia. So Eid Echad b'yinam b'yisur works even against treif. He's proving it, I guess, just from the logic of a case of all these pieces of meat in the store. But Lamaisa, he says clearly, Eid Echad Eman Bisurim works against Rav.
The child will be in front of that father.
She's Neman. Well, if it's Negeta Dine Mominis, it may be that she'll need two Eidim. It'll be told again how we apply the Rambam. Maybe once she's Neman, if it's Dine Mominis, it would work too. Rambam's Yisai. But Be'etzem, if she'd be coming to say this on Mammon, some you would need you to be mighty, or you can't be mighty, you would need you should have to be able to prove it.
The father, that father also,
Yerusha. You left me Yerusha. The brother wants the Yashin, and this child wants the Yashin. If she would be coming to say this on Mammon, some she wouldn't be believed. But if she's saying a mammon, she wouldn't be believed.
She would not.
To be mighty with such a story. But the question is, the Rambam's Yisoid. One, she's going to be believed with Gabi Yibum, so it could be that we would believe already with Gabi any Tetzah that comes out. And anyway, this is the Psak. The Kasha on this Psak is the Kasha that I mentioned at the end of Shea yesterday. That Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, it's a Klal and Shas. Ruba and Chazaka, Ruba Ad. And we learned already that Chazaka against Eid Echad, Chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad. Chazak Yisura is stronger than Eid Echad. So therefore, the Kasha is, if Raib is stronger than Chazaka, the Chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad, so certainly Raib should be stronger than an Eid Echad. So therefore, an Eid Echad should not be believed against Raib. He's not believed against Chazaka, so why is he believed against Raib? This is the kasha on the night of Yehuda. Those who hold that Rav is stronger than Eid Echad would base it on this svar. So the night of Yehuda addresses it. He writes that he's very torah and he can't go into all the pratim, but he says what he calls the basic teretz. When we say ruba b'chazaka ruba adif, from where do we know that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba? What's the makar that Rav v'chazaka, that Rav is stronger than Chazaka? What's the makar for that? That's good. What you're saying is good. That's not what he says. Okay? In L'chayra, Chazaka is only when I have no way out of pass. I'm out of pass, so then I hop on the road. Right. Maybe the names are not that way. Maybe they actually quotes a Taisus. Now, the Yehuda brings from a Taisvis that the source for Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif is the mitzvah of Paradum. What is the mitzvah of parah aduma? You shech the parah, you burn it, you take its ashes, you take a person who's tamei, who's becheskes tamei, and you mix the ashes with water, and you spritz it on him on the third and seventh day, and he goes to the mikvah and he's tamei. Maybe the parah aduma was a treifa. Maybe if we would have checked the lungs of the parah aduma, we would have found a hole. Or we would have checked the heart, we would have found a hole. How do you know? How do you know the paradum? If the paradum was treif, it would be possible for a paradum. And it's burnt, you can't check it. So how do you know the paradum is kosher? The answer is, not check. The answer is, raiv behemos einam treifos. With saimach, it's not treif. Because raiv behemos are not treifos. Zaptaisvis, we see that we rely on raiv to be mighty mechazaka. We rely on raiv behemos einam treifos. And based on that, we take a tamei out of cheskasai, out of cheskasoma. So that's how we know ruba v'chazaka ruba. That's the source for ruba v'chazaka ruba.
The
cheskasoma
on the person.
The cheskasoma of the person is against the rive, right? Now the rive that it's not treif is what takes off the tumah, right? So the rive against the tumah, we go bas the rive. Cheskas tumah would say still tame. Say no, rive baby saying on treifais, and therefore we're matar. Which case? That's true, but remember the Rambam said you don't say two step if the first step didn't come into play until the second step. In the mikveh, you can't say this before the person was tayel. So you're saying here the rive plays a role before they spritz, before they use those paraduma. What's an afkamina before they spritz? What's an afkamina this trade? The mikveh have an edus. Edus says edus. I mean, the rive also says edus. No person, it's just the rive saying
it. Whatever it is,
study means that there's no place to pass it. This rule that once you establish something, you decide to, if it's ice capaskant, if there's a nidah, which establishes it, there's no nidah. The nidah only comes up, is it a kasha paradum? It's not called kasha paradum. That's enough to mean at that point. I don't think that's what he says. Take a look. It says Asrei, but it says Asrei. At any rate, the Yehuda's Chiddush is the following. He says, when do you say Ruba, the Chazaka, Ruba Adif? That's when the Chazaka is not Mechusar Maisa to undo it. A maisa was already done to undo the chazaka, which means we sprayed the paraduma on this tamei person. We sprayed the paraduma. The chazaka was a maisa was done to remove the chazaka. When being done, that maisa which has to remove the chazaka, was it good or not? It's not mechusa maisa. It's not missing a maisa to remove the chazaka. That type of chazaka is a shracha chazaka, something was done to take it off. We're being done, is that thing okay or not? As soon as something was done to take away a chazaka, then the chazaka is weaker. And then we say, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Then we have this concept, the rive is stronger than chazaka. However, in a case where you have a chazaka gemura, and that chazaka, nothing was done, we don't know that something was done to take it off, then the rule of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif would not apply. Now, I would prefer the Nadiv Yehuda wouldn't have been so busy, and he brings some rayas to this. This is a chilek, but meichetaisi. He writes, I'm very torrid and I can't get into it, but this is a chilek. It's a chilek. Now, everyone's going to say, prove it. Prove the chilek. I can't prove it. I can only read it in the Night of Yehuda. You know, I assume that he had Makairis for it. He writes that he doesn't have the time to get into it now. But this is his psak. So based on this, that Ruba Bechazaka Ruba Adif is not every Chazaka, it's only Chazaka that's not Mechusa Meisa. Based on this, he buys his Yisayid. Now the whole chain falls apart. Ruba is not stronger than every Chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than Raiv. So a normal Chazaka is stronger than Raiv, it's stronger than Eid Echad. So now he could be Dan, Eid Echad against Chazaka, which is stronger. And the Yehuda is Mechadish, his Chidish, that he holds Eid Echad is stronger than Raiv. We're not. There's nothing to be done on until you spray. Unless you want to be done, could I spray him? Could I spray him? Okay, he says. So maybe then, if you'll ask me a shayla, I'll tell you you can. And you can certainly spray him. It's not a veira spraying him, even if it's treif eifer. There's nothing wrong. It's not a veira. The nidan only comes up after you spray. Before you spray, what's the shayla? Am I allowed to spray him? No, because what's the shayla? Am I allowed to spray him? Of course, I'll spray him. Shabbos, once you spray him, is he tar?
Every person who gets sprayed, you should have a shadow before
him. But there's no shadow beforehand. There's no. The question is, when we're being down the shadow, we're being down the shadow like a lachamaisis. You have to turn it
happen.
We know it's kasher. Torah says it's kasher. But we're going to learn from that Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. We know it's kasher. Torah says it. So from there, Taisa says, we buy this rule, Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. So manashah. If he becomes, well, if it's a pasul paradum, he doesn't become tame. He only becomes tame if it's a kasha paradum, in which case it's something else. At any rate, this is the tamsis of the chiddush of the night of Yehuda. The bottom line of his chiddush is that Eid Echad is believed against Raiv. I would think it's a stronger raya. His example for the butcher store. I mean, it's not a raya. It's just the logic. That an Eid Echad is believed against Raif. If you're in a butcher store and you have 10 pieces of kosher and 11 pieces of treif, you're believed. So he himself says, it's not such a strong raya. Why? The butcher store case, where I have 11 pieces of treif, a sheikhit comes, the whole staff comes in one day, a sheikhit and a baidik, a few sheikhtim, and they start shechting animals. And we have two Eidim, we have many Eidim, that they were. There were more treifa than kosher. And then the shechem go home, the next day the butcher comes in himself, and he processes the meat, and he's avad, he's believed to say, I don't think anybody doubts, he's believed to say which meat is kosher. So, it's like the debut that that's Eid Echad against Raif. Now, it's true, it's Eid Echad against Raif, but it's Eid Echad against Raif where it's biyadai. It's biyadai. I mean, it's biyadai to control which goes where. In the Eid Echad here, the Eid Echad is saying, I gave birth in the 10th month. It's biyadah to give birth in the 10th month. I mean, these things, you don't get a choice. Whatever happens, happens. So, what? I can't change the right. It's not that type of biyadah. You're right. But it's still biyadai to keep the kasha separate from the treif. I just mean to make a chiluk between the two cases. I don't mean to. You mean to plug it into Taisus biyadai? I'm not sure if I mean the din biyadai. I wasn't meaning it. The Rebbe himself writes the chiluk that the butcher it's biyadai. We're shaking this case not biyadai, so you could be mechalik. This is what he writes towards the end of the truth. Does he mean the algamena din biyadai? Lav dafka. It just means that that it's in your power. It's in your power to separate the meat, so it's no right to another case.
I should make a difference. But it's the other that he knows. I think that should be the thing. The fact that he knows which one's which. Because the other says that keep them separate. I think the fact
isn't
that
it more mistaver? Can I ask you a question? What's more mistaver? To give this lady nemanis that she gave birth in the 10th month? Or to give this butcher nemanis which is kosher? The butcher, he's a frum yid, he's becheskes a frum yid. And he went into the store and he says, this is the kasha, this is the trade. This woman, let's say she's becheskes a frum woman, and she's saying, I gave birth in the 10th month. Is it the same? Then it's certainly not. I mean, let's say with all those other reasons didn't exist. It was just with this one issue. You think it's the same? The same is something that a person can control, some a person can't control.
I don't think
Maybe.
It makes a difference because the person knows. And they both know.
If the person is not from, so he's going to play around with the me too. And if he's from, so she should be believing the tenth month also. He's saying the biyada is not. Oh yeah, I had the time. I can't bring a raya to it. It's the derech efsha. Efsha is a makom machal. They had abortions. It's biyada to do what?
She wants to hide it.
She wants. She could do abortion, but she's not biyada to give birth in tenth month. She wants to be believed. Just like you want to believe this meat is kasha, she wants to believe that she gave birth in the 10th month. We don't know that she, maybe she gave birth in the 9th month from Hazlus. So, she would have avoided it, she wouldn't have proved she gave birth in that 10th month. She just would have avoided being caught.
She doesn't
want to lie, she knows. If I wanted to lie, I could have killed the baby. Alright, there could be other reasons she didn't want to kill the baby. Could be she helped to give birth in 9th month. And second of all, by then it was already too late. Everyone knew she's pregnant. It could be that she doesn't want to kill. She doesn't want to kill a baby. That's a ritzicha. Could be she loves the baby. That's
the baby. She's not trying to get the baby in.
But it's true. You know what they're saying? Killing the baby won't to wife. Because she's still the Yasal Shish. She'll still need Yibam Chalitza. She's trying to avoid the Yibam problem. So it kind of won't help. Alright, this is the chiddush of the night. Yehuda, the achaluk edayis lahalacha. If a rechad is believed against rive, I don't think the butcher shop case the achaluk edayis lahalacha. But in the case where a rechad is straight against the rive, certainly a rive does not be yadai. The achaluk edayis if a rechad is believed, and the ma'isa, I don't know that it comes up often, but I wouldn't know what the bottom line is the ma'isa. That's the Navy of the Skiddish. No, Eirechad is against any Chazakah. I'm sorry, Chazakah is stronger than any Eirechad, but only a real Chazakah. It would have to come out from the Yehuda that it would be a Chazakah de Isra, that an Eirechad would be believed, which is a big Kiddish. That's what we found from the Akapanim, the Neid Yehuda is a chiddush atzum, and somebody complained that every Neid Yehuda we learn is a big chiddush. But right? Those are the ones that got printed, you know. Nowadays, everything they write, they print in svarim. Once upon a time, they printed the chiddushim. I'm going to move on. Before that, I would like to mention just a couple of more cases of Eirechanem and Bisurim that are tied in one way or another, or of Chazakah, the Mishtana, that are tied to things that we've discussed. There is an interesting Machlaikis regarding a Prat in Hilchah Shabbos. There's a Halacha in Hilchah Shabbos, a Simin Shin Mem Beis, that Bein HaShmashis, at the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShmashis, if there's a tzairach, you're allowed to do an Issur D'Rabbanan. For Makim Hefzid, you could have a guy do something for you. During Bein HaShmashis, which is Safek Shabbos, so it's a Safek of a Malacha D'Rabbanan, which is Safek D'Rabbanan, that we're matir with Makim Hefzid. That means if you're going to shul, what? Preferably Ayidei Gai, but I feel Shalai Ayidei Gai. Which means if you're going to shul, it's Bein HaShmashis, and your son left his bicycle in front of the house, and it's going to be get stolen. So it's Bein HaShmashis, we're still matir, assuming you can do it in the way that's Aitzah D'Rabbanan, two people carry it together. So then we're matir to carry it in, so that you shouldn't be over on a... So if Makom Hefzid, Bein HaShmashis, there is such a head. The Magen Avraham says, Achidish, that's only true in Bein HaShmashis Friday into Shabbos. So there, Bein HaShmashis, Safek D'Rabbanan wa mat. Masha'en came in Bein HaShmashis of going out of Shabbos, the same situation would take place in the Bein HaShmashis at the end of Shabbos. He says the same klal would not apply. And Kavanasai, he doesn't explain, but the Beis Meir explains his Kavana, that it's Cheskas Shabbos. There's a Amer of Shabbos, there's no Cheskas Issa. It started off being a weekday. So there's no Cheskas Issa. So Beit HaShemashos comes, it's a typical suffix, suffix of Adon Lekul. At the end of Shabbos, Beit HaShemashos, you have a Chazok at Shabbos. The last minute we knew for sure, we knew it was Shabbos. So Beit HaShemashos is a suffix, let's a Chazok of Paskinois, that it's Becheska Shabbos, so that Beit HaShemashos, Lamais, it should be awesome. Because a suffix, let the Chazok of Paskinois. This is the psak of the Magen Avraham. Cheskes Heter, you mean a Ben Hashemashes. Let's be matir with a Cheskes Heter Ben Har. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Good. So that, I think, is what the Beis Meir is timing. The Beis Meir says that that's not a Chazaka. And what he's saying, the way I understand, he means to say that it's a Chazaka. So you'll start a Ben Hashemashes. That's not a Chazaka. That's a Chazaka that changes by itself. As time goes on, memela changes. So something that changes memela doesn't have a din chazaka. It's a chazaka, silushtanas. And it should not be a chazaka. So the Beis Meir argues with the Magen Avraham, and he holds that's the same thing. Bein HaShemashos is into Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos is out of Shabbos, the same thing. Okay, say what you're saying, but give me 3 more minutes. Okay? So it sounds like the Magen Avraham holds, Chazaka Asir Lishtanais, he holds, is a Chazaka, like the Shmeitzer. And the Beis Meir holds Chazaka Asir Lishtanais, is not a Chazaka, like the Marit. It seems, at least in this prat, I'm not saying there's not more that they argue in, but at least in this prat, it seems to be totally in our discussion. That's more Magen Avraham. There's another Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simin Ches, Sivkat Yud Gimel, in which he talks about the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch that every day before you put on your tzitzis, you should check the tzitzis and make sure that they're still intact. Every morning before you put on your tzitzis, talis kut and talis gadol, you should make sure that they still have 8 strings. Actually, they only need 7 strings, but that the strings are still intact. Dr. Magen Avraham, you only have to check the strings. Where the tzitzis are connected to the beged, at that point, if it rips there, it also passes where they go through the hole. He says, there you don't have to check. You're a liar, Chazaka. It was kosher, yeah, it was kosher originally. Why should I say it changed? Ain't darka li pasek. It's not normal. It doesn't rip there. So you go basa Chazaka. Mashain came, the strings themselves, which are more darka to change. So that. It's not Chazaka. That's a Chazaka. He doesn't say the words Asuya L'shtana. He says the Chazaka, which is Asuya L'pasek. And therefore, that you do have to check. So this Magen Avraham sounds like he holds that a Chazaka Asuya L'shtana. He says, not a Chazaka. Or is he saying that the word connected to the baguette, it's not Asuya L'shtana. You know, you can rely on Chazaka. Where it's hanging, that's Asuya L'shtana. So there, you do have to check. Because there, it's a derech is, when people wear such a bag, and it's normal for it to rip.
It's
not guaranteed that we have to be inside. Yeah, we say, alright, this is what it says, that's what it says, alright, that's not the way we teach Chazaka Seyul Ishtadais, that shouldn't be Chazaka Seyul Ishtadais. We teached in Taisvis, the Marit. That is a Chazaka Seyul Ishtadais. The Marit said that Nida is also Chazaka Seyul Ishtadais. Even though something has to change, that's not a change by itself.
But it's the nature to change.
It's the nature to change. You're still different. It's not the nature of tzitzis to rip.
Keeping the drawer, not going to rip by itself.
Yeah, they're keeping the drawer, I don't have to check it. The question is, tzitzis, which people wear around, is that the derech of it to rip? Is that the same or is that different? One is certainly going to change, and this won't certainly change. You're right. It doesn't sound like a typical chazakis lishtan is. You're right. It doesn't sound like a regular chazakis lishtan.
Yeah. How often does it happen? I mean, you go years and years of that.
There is a kind of. There are pleiskim that write that bisman hazeh. I don't know if our strings are stronger. Why? But by us, it's not the derech to rip, that it's no longer mikra adin. There are printed places that write this way. I know in the Sharma Mitzvah Ba'alacha, in the Chassitzis, he writes that bisman hazeh, it's just a chumrah of Klai Yisrael's Nayik. It's not mikra adin because you go, and you have to remember really two have to rip. Because if one rips, seven strings is still kosher. So it's not so much the derech, although if you look at little kids, it's the derech. So I don't know if. What? Okay, how much are ribs? Which ribs? I saw a different side, I understand. Right, the truth is, you're right. It sounds like it's not really. Dibit Chazak Sushtanis is not so strong. So I was going to build towards some kind of steer in the Magen Avraham, that here we all Chazak Sushtanis is a Chazak. And here it's not. But the truth is, in the case of Tzitzis, I'm wrong. It's not really Chazak Sushtanis in the Tzitzis case. It's a chumrah d'rabbanan. I don't know. That's chazak z'lishtanis. The stum de dimyan is not such a good dimyan, so my kash is not a kash. So it means the really what?
Does he classify it as a chumrah?
He doesn't use the expression. He does not. He says by the whole, it's not darkei li pasek, and here it is darkei li pasek. So it means you're not making it so much better. I mean, saying it has nothing to do with the rule of Chazak HaSul Yishtanis, it's not making it much better, because Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham says, is explaining why you do have to check. But you're right, it should go under the rubric of the Chazak HaSul Yishtanis that we're talking about. So mainly they're just two separate halachas. Right, there are other examples of these in Yonim, but I'll leave them for now. Let's move on to the Gemara. Okay, where were we holding? Last time we looked at the Gemara, Beis on the Beis. We're at the Kasha. And for the Gemara, a Teretz. So again, you have to bear in mind, before you learn the Teretz, what are we answering? Okay, let's forget about all the Pultulim. What are we answering? Answer your Kasha. What's the Kasha? Why is an Eid Echad believed to say what? Lishma, we're going on Rabbah. Why is an Eid Echad believed to say Lishma? It's a davar shebarva. In davar shebarva box mishnayim. It's also chazak yisura, which even by eidah and yisura wouldn't apply. Why don't I need to aid him to say lishma? And for the Gemara, in davar shebarva box mishnayim. And for the Gemara, no problem. Rav b'kiyim hein. Rav Rashi's guy is Rav Yisrael b'kiyim. Rav b'kiyim hein. Most people know that a get has to be lishma, and therefore what? That's a teretz. Right, b'kiyim heim, and therefore, it was sicha written lishma. I can rely; it was written lishma. And do I need a eid echad? Mistam, I don't even need a eid echad really. I don't know if the Gemara held at this point, but certainly I don't need two eid. So I have right. Yeah, what's going on here? Why did the Gemara just say? The Gemara said, Eid Echad is no good. Tava Shemarva. And for the Gemara, you're right. Eid Echad is no good. Tava Shemarva. But Rav is good. I'm just telling you, Pshat and the Gemara. I'm not still pulling. What comes out from this? Isn't the Gemara saying that Rav is better than Eid Echad? And this is not a pilpul. This is not a deal. This is Taj. Right together with an Eid Echad. That's not what the Gemara says. Because the Gemara fears eyes that Rabbanu did. It's all one terrorist. The Gemara says, even by Rameya. And then Gemara says, Rabban would dance Ruch, and the Rabban would make it with one end. Gemara is saying, I mean, Atayra, you can rely on Ruch. Rabbanan said, all right, we're going to be mechayiv something, so we'll leave it with one egg. But the Gemara is saying that you don't need one egg. The Ikrad Din is that you rely on Raif. You don't need anybody. The Ikrad Din, you rely on Raif. And Raif is good by Davish of Erva. And you see from here that Raif, I think it's a very strong Raya from Pshat in the Gemara, that Raif is stronger than Eilechad. That's what it seems. Okay, let's say I have a gzera. Let's say I'll try that. Let's say I have a gzera sarkasov. Eidacha doesn't work. What's a gzera sarkasov? Rashi said we learned David Davish Abimamin that Eidacha is no good by Davish Abarava. So the gzera sarkasov Eidacha doesn't work. Let's go with such a mahalos. So now, what's stronger? Eidacha arrive. The Nebu said Eidacha is stronger. So what should follow? If I say gzeres hakasav, eidechad is no good. Would I say that rive is good, or would I say no? It's gzeres hakasav, eidechad is no good, but rive should still be good. I'm not sure. The truth is, in the Chiddush Reb Nachum, he says what you were saying. He says he doesn't bring the Nebu Yehuda. He just says that Pshat in the Gemara is that eidechad is gzeres hakasav, eidechad is no good. Rive, there's no gzeres hakasav about rive, so rive is good. He explains rive and echad are two different things. Echad is a question of nemanis, rive is a question of birur. He uses these expressions. He says it this way. To me, it's not such a satisfying teretz because everything's gzeres hakasav. Everything starts from some pasuk somewhere, and yet we always say this is stronger than this, this is stronger than this, and we work with it. I would think if the Torah says Eidechad is no good, and Eidechad is stronger than Raiv, it means Raiv is no good. That's what I would have thought. But all right, Reb Nachum says, he says this pshat, and this Reb Nachum is a short piece on this Gemara, and that's what he says. That's this Gemara's Kiddush, that even though Eidav HaShavar V'Pachs M'Shnayim, it means Eidav, if you want to be Mevar with Eidim, Eidav HaShavar, you need two Eidim. If you want to be Mevar with Raiv, then you don't need Eidim. Raiv could be Mevar. That's what Kiddush is. Yeah, but we're saying against the Chazaka, Raiv works. Against the same Chazaka, Raiv works, and Eidecha doesn't work. Implies. However you classify the chazak, it's the same chazak that Rive goes against it. What? So if Rive works against this type of chazak and Eidecha doesn't, it implies that Rive is stronger than Eidecha. It's certainly Pash Pshat Megemara. I don't think that's the question. The Nebu Yehuda said that Eidecha is stronger than Rive. If the Eidecha is saying it was Lashma, there's also no problem to begin with. So if the Eidechad says they wrote a Lishma and the Rav says they wrote a Lishma, why, when I tell you that the Eidechad says Lishma, you say it's not good enough? I'm not sure what you mean. You may mean what I'm going to driving at, you may not, I'm not sure. What? The Rav is saying there was never a chazak in the first place. The Eidecha is saying chazaka. The chazaka is cheskesei shesish. Okay, maybe. Not sure. There's a second kasha on the Gemara. The Chemda Shleimai is the following kasha. How do we know the rules of Davish HaBarava? How do we know Davish HaBarava needs two witnesses? The answer is that Rashi brings Yalef Dava Dava Mimamin. Ain Davish HaBarava Pas Mishnayim, like Rashi, Yalef Dava Dava Mimamin. says Kimata by Ervas Davar. It says Apishnayem Eidem Yakum Davar. So we learn out that just like Mamin needs to aid him, Arayas needs to aid. By Mamin. Is Rive good enough by Mamin? Does Rive work by Mamin? There's a machlaikis in the Gemara. If Halchim b'mamin achar arayv, or ain Halchim b'mamin achar arayv. It's a machlaikis Rav and Shmuel in two places, in Bava Kama and Bava Basra. If Halchim b'mamin achar arayv, or ain Halchim b'mamin achar arayv. What's the case? The case is somebody goes into a store to buy an animal, goes into a store to buy an axe to pull his plow. So he walks into the store and he says, "Give me an axe." So they say, "Fine. What make do you want?" Right? So he says what type of axe he wants, to give him an axe. Takes the axe home, he attaches it to his plow, and it's what we call a nakhlan. It's a wild animal. You can't pull plows. So he goes back to the store, he says, "Give me my money back. It's a mekatos. You gave me a wild animal." So the owner tells him, "Oh, I thought you wanted a shor l'shechita. It's a perfectly good animal to shecht. The meat is fine. I thought you wanted to buy it l'shechita for a mekatos. You didn't tell me you wanted it for plowing. Plowing, the Gemara's expression is l'radya. You didn't say you wanted it l'radya. You wanted it l'shechita. I thought you wanted l'shechita, so it's not a mekatos." The customer says, "No. I wanted it l'radya. I didn't say so. Rive people buy oxen l'radya. Most people buy oxen to work, not to shech." That was the metzias in those days. Today, I'm sure most people buy animals to shech, not to plow. But in the time of the Gemara, it was a derech more. It was rive l'radya. So he says, "I want to go bust a rive. I issue for an ox. You have to give me an ox that's good for plowing. And the Mela, it's a Mekatos." He tied his note. "I gave you the Shechita, and you can't come now and tie it that you wanted it arrive." So the Machlekes in the Gemara. Now those who say, Halchim b'mamin achar arayv, and he has to give him his money back. And there are those who say, "Ain Halchim b'mamin achar arayv, you don't get your money back." We paskin, "Ain Halchim b'mamin achar arayv." We paskin that you can't be mighty mamin based on Raif, a Mufzik Katana with Raif, but Ein Halchim B'mamin Achar Raif, you can't be Maitzi Mamin based on Raif, and that's Halacha Psuka. It's a Machlaikis Rav Shmuel the Gemara, but after the Gemara, there's no Machlaikis. Everybody agrees that we pass in Ein Halchim B'mamin Achar Raif. If by Mamin you don't go Basar Raif, and we learn Dava Shebe Erva from Dava Mimamin. So just like by Mamin, you need two Eidim, and Rive can't take the place of the two Eidim. Apishnei Yakum Davar, and Rive does not take the place, is not good enough. You need Mamishnei Eidim, Philip Makim Rive. In Cain, Frektechem Deshleimai, by Erva also, Apishteh de Miyakim Davar, Davar Mimamin, and Rav should not be good enough by a Davar Sheba Erva. So why Agamar is Mechadish, that by a Davar Sheba Erva Rav is good? We learned Davar Sheba Erva at a Mamin, just like Mamin, Rav is no good. Same thing by Erva, Rav should be no good. This is the Chem Deshleimis Kasha. It's a very straight and stark akasha, and it's a problem. How can right work by erva if it doesn't work by mom? To answer this, I'd like to be magdin akasha by me, an old kasha. It's kasha I have for a long time. I've asked many Gedolei Yisrael Mamish this kasha. It's a klolistic kasha on Shas. Wherever you are, whenever you are, I'm in a chasna, sitting in a place with Rabbanim, very often I ask this question. I mean, akadei kach, my kids know the question. to some house by Rabbi Yashiv. So before I went in, my son said, why don't you ask the Hakasha to him? I told him, you know, Rabbi Yashiv, he asked 1 minute questions. You don't ask these type of questions. It's not. When you go into Rabbi Yashiv, he's sitting looking into his Gemara. He looks up at you as if he'd rather be looking into the Gemara. So, you know, you don't. But I thought he came. I have the following Kasha, which I, if you could find me inside, somebody who asks it, it's the following question. We know, Ein Hochem Lo Menachah Raif. That's Halacha Pesukah. Yet, it seems to me that there are many places in Shas where we do go Basar Raif. Many places in Shas where we do go Basar Raif. Lamasha. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, Aliva is believed to say, I paid. Aliva is believed to say, I paid, except if he claims he paid Tosmanai. If he says, I paid early, he's not believed. Chazaka ain't Adam Perea Tosmanai. The Gemara calls it a Chazaka. Chazaka ain't Adam Perea Tosmanai. It seems to me that's only right. There are people who pay Tosmanai. Nobody pays Tosmanai. There are people who pay Tosmanai. Alright, so in this one you could tell me, what are you going to tell me? That's a miyuta, the miyuta, it's a very small miyut that pays Tosmanai. You're saying, you know, life has to pay, we might see money from the life. You're telling me you have to pay. Alright, Peru, I believe, say Peru. Say Peru Tosmanai, you're not believed. Isn't that still right? No. The word chazaka there, you should know Derek Flau and Shas, the word chazaka is used very often. When we talked about this year chazaka, we talked about chazaka de Beikara, that something stayed a certain way. Chazaka in Amparet Hasmani, it's not that type, it's not chazaka de Beikara. I'll give you another example. The Gemara has a shayla. Now I thought you're going to answer me there. It's Ruba the Ruba the Ruba that don't pay Tosmanai. Right? It's such a high percentage. So maybe there you do go Basta by Rav. But there are many. There are many other chazakas. For example, the Gemara has a shayla. If I rent you an apartment and I tell you it's $100 a month, $1,200 a year. Halavai, right? $100 a month, $1,200 a year, and where are we going with the Hebrew months? The Perish Chedesh. And you're renting the apartment, and suddenly comes a year, 13 months. Now, if I just said $100 a month, and you agreed, so you have to pay $1,300. If I just said $1,200 a year, so you have to pay $1,200. What happens if I said $100 a month, $1,200 a year? I said both. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara. One man, the Amar, says twice lashon rishon that you go according to what he said first. In business, the person thinks things out. He says what he says first twice lashon rishon. If he expressed the same thing two ways, he means it's understood the first way. That's one man, the Amar. There's a second man, the Amar, the Gemara, who says it's not true. There's no twice lashon rishon. There's no such rule that people mean the first way. Sometimes people mean the first way, sometimes mean the second way. You go bust a mosek. So I'm asking, the man Yama who says twice lashon rishon, he's being mighty mamu. Right? He said $100 a month, $1,200 a year, says twice lashon rishon, you're mighty mamu, and he has to pay. I'm going to ask you a question. Does he mean everybody is twice lashon rishon? Or does he mean most people are twice lashon rishon? Now here, he can't mean everybody, because I think it's Ramea who argues. Ramea says, no, it's not so. Ramea doesn't mean the Lashon Rishon. He says, people don't mean Lashon Rishon, mean Lashon Shayin. There's another man, the Amr, the Gemara. Ramea
holds.
So,
Ramea,
what?
Ramea can hold that it's not for sure. Tanakama holds
it
for sure.
But Tanakama holds it's 100% of the people.
Sure,
there's a person here standing this way. He says that people don't mean the first Lashon.
It's
not Mistavar. You say twice Lashon Rishon, 100% of people mean Lashon Rishon. The truth is, I can keep on going. I'll give me another example. I can give you examples from today till who knows when. Oh, you all learned Cheskes Abatim. We have a Chazaka that a person doesn't lose his shtar within 3 years. Everybody doesn't lose their shtar within 3 years. I know people lose their shtar by the time they walk out of the room. They lose things. But is it 100%? Another thing. A person is memar. If you see someone in your field, you're going to be memar. But chaver chaver isla. It's 100% the chaver chaver isla. I'm going to hear about it. One second. So why do they work? Why is it that in all these cases, or it says there's another case, a person rents an apartment, the owner wants to throw him out. And unlike American law, Torah law, if you have a tenant, it's your apartment, unless you sign the contract, you made a kinyan. But if you have a tenant, by Torah law, you can tell him to leave whenever you want. Tell him to leave. However, in the middle of the winter, you can't tell him to leave because Stam, a person rents, he doesn't want to leave in the middle of the winter. So it's understood that in the middle of the winter, you can't tell him to leave. That's what I'm saying. Everybody who rents these out. And here maybe you can say everyone leaves it this way. That's a good example. But there are many, many cases in Shas where we say things based on what we call a umdana. And that umdana, bottom line, is not more than right. Bottom line, it's not more than right. Most people have this nature. So this seems to contradict the rule of Ein Halacha Mo'men Acharei. So the Teretz, which I could be typhus the best, is negar to what you were saying. This is nature. So I, this is nature. The way I understand the Teretz is expressed. I heard this at a chasna from Rav Schleisinger, the Rashiv in Torah Ar. He expressed it this way. It's obviously Sakashi had thought about. He said there's a difference. Now listen carefully. There's a difference between something that all people do most of the time, which is Raif, or something that most people do all the time, which is called an umdina or a chazaka. Follow? There's a difference between something which all people do most of the time. Shar, buying a shar. All people, when I say all, there are exceptions to everything, but I mean the average person, most of the time buys a shar l'shchita, occasionally buys a shar l'radya. I could have a person who's doesn't eat meat, so he never buys. But derech klal, all people, when we say raiv, is l'radya, it means any person you take, most of the time he buys it l'radya, but there's a myriad of time that he buys it l'shchita. So we say, enoch l'mamanach ha-raiv, I can sell it to you for shchita, you buy things for shchita too. I know you buy things for shchita, everybody buys it sometimes for shchita. So you can be mighty for me, because I sold it to you for shchita. Then we say, enoch l'mamanach ha-raiv. When it's something which most people do all the time, it's the nature of most people. There are exceptions. There are people who pay tazmanai. There are people who lose shtaris right away. There are all kinds of people. But here, it's something that most people do all the time. Something that most people do all the time, that's not a typical rite. That's an umdina. That if you do something, this is what you're doing. That, look, Besdin can't work with exceptions. Besdin has to set rules based on the way things are. Twice Lashon Rishon means most people always mean Lashon Rishon. That's what they always mean in business. They mean Lashon Rishon. All these things are things that are an umdina, something that's an assumption. Something that's an assumption that's stronger than the Ein Halacha Mo'men Acharei. Even by Mo'men you go Basirei. If that's true, then I think the Chen D'Shleimah Kash on our Gemara will be answered. When we're saying Rav, people are Bekiyim in a Get L'Shma, what do we say? We're saying that most Gitin al-Shma. What do you mean most Gitin al-Shma? It means that if you have a cipher, most of the time you write L'Shma. No. It means that the typical cipher always writes L'Shma. The typical cipher is always going to write a get lishma. He's not going to give out a get that's not written lishma. So, if this rive, it's that type of rive, the truth is, it fits well into the Gemara's lashon afterwards. So Gemara says, if you're going to go bust a remeya, the chayish lamiyuta, stop sifra the dynamic megamiri. What does that mean? That means it's not rive, it's more than rive. It's stoma this way. It's this way. It could be cases it's not this way. The Baal could be ma'ar and say it wasn't this way. But stoma it's this way. Stoma it's this way means that in typical cases, it's always this way. There can always be exceptions. But the average cipher, the normal cipher, always writes Gittin Lishma. If you go around to cipher and write Gittin today, they'll tell you, I never wrote a Ketchel Lishma. Maybe when I was learning how to be a cipher. But once a person is a cipher, I always write a Lishma, always. That's a stronger rive. And that's a rive which could work. That would answer the Chendish Lishma's question. Okay, for tomorrow, make sure you do Rashi and Taisvis. And the Gemara Til Rava, the Amud Aleph. There's Rabbi Kiv Eger on the Taisus, which continues up to Gimel Amud Aleph. There's Rabbi Kiv Eger's Kashuk.